With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. Funding for this program is provided in part by the North American Festival of Wales, a four-day celebration of Welsh music and culture featuring seminars, theater, concerts, and more, August 31st through September 3rd in Rochester, New York. Details online at nafow.org.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. Despite predictions to the contrary, the recording industry for choral and organ music seems to continue to be robust. At least that's the case gauging from the number of quality recordings coming across my desk in recent months. Today's edition of With Heart and Voice will feature some of these discs from the US, UK, and Europe as we check out what's new. We'll hear music by Handel, Holst, Rachmaninoff, and a host of others. We'll begin with music by a composer of the early classical period, Johann Nepomuk Hummel, who was a student of Albrechtsberger and Salieri. He produced a small collection of organ works, which have come down primarily as copies rather than original manuscripts. We'll listen to Ian Quinn play the fugue in E-flat on the organ of Trinity College, Cambridge. Ian Quinn played music of Johann Nepomuk Hummel. We heard the fugue in E-flat performed at Trinity College, Cambridge. It appears on a new disc on the Regent label. One of the most recent discs on today's program was just released in early April from St. Paul's Cathedral, London. It's a spectacular disc surveying 500 years of cathedral music and done in conjunction with the Diamond Fund for Choristers. In this recording, joining the St. Paul's Choir are individual choristers from each of the 50 cathedrals across the UK to make up the Cathedral Choristers of Britain. We'll listen to Handel's coronation anthem, Zadok the Priest. Andrew Carwood conducts with Simon Johnson at the organ. Zadok the Priest from the new CD Jubilate on the Decca label, produced by St. Paul's Cathedral London with the Cathedral Choristers of Britain. Andrew Carwood conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another recent CD release that is sumptuous both in music and performance is one released by Gloriae Dei Cantoris of the Rachmaninoff All Night Vigil Opus 37. It's another recording reflecting a fortuitous collaboration here between Gloriae Dei Cantoris with members of the St. Romanos Capella, the Patriarch Tikhon Choir, and the Washington Master Chorale. All are conducted by Peter Germanhoff. We'll listen to the opening movement, Come Let Us Worship. Peter Germanhoff led Gloriae Dei Cantoris and members of three other choral ensembles in Come Let Us Worship from the All-Night Vigil by Sergei Rachmaninoff. A new release on Pro Organo brings together portions of a number of previous releases featuring legendary organist Wilma Jensen in her 87th year and collaborations with instrumentalists and choirs. The disc includes our next selection, On Earth as It Is in Heaven, from the movie score to The Mission by Ennio Morricone. Wilma Jensen leads the choir of St. George's Episcopal Church, Nashville, along with oboe, flute, harpsichord, and percussion.
Thank you.
on Earth as It Is in Heaven by Ennio Morricone. The choir of St. George's Episcopal Church Nashville sang, directed by Wilma Jensen. 2017 marks the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's posting of the 95 Theses at Wittenberg, and a number of recordings are being released commemorating that milestone. From Berlin Classics comes a disc of music arranged for organ and wind instruments spanning the past 500 years, and based on chorales with words and/or music by Martin Luther. From that disc, we'll hear Max Reger's 19th-century setting of Vater Unser im Himmelreich, Our Father Who Art in Heaven, arranged for organ and trumpet. Friedrich Kirchheis plays the Sauer organ at the Thomaskirche in Leipzig and is joined by trumpeter Ludwig Güttler. Music of Max Reger. We heard his setting of Vater Unser, performed by organist Friedrich Kirchheis and trumpeter Ludwig Güttler. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the great hymns of the 20th century is Hail Thee Festival Day. Though the text dates from the 6th century, the tune was written by Ray Vaughan Williams for the English hymnal in 1906. We'll hear St. Cyprian's Episcopal Singers of Lufkin, Texas, who are joined by the Stephen F. Austin A Cappella Choir. Tim King conducts with Greg Simmons at the organ.
Thank you.
Hail Thee Festival Day was sung by the St. Cyprian Episcopal Singers of Lufkin, Texas, who were joined by the Stephen F. Austin a cappella choir. Tim King conducted. The choir of the Cathedral Church of St. Paul in Detroit released a new CD recently, Evensong for All Saints. Jeremy David Tarrant leads the choir, accompanied by organist Charles Miller, as we hear the Magnificat in A-flat by Basil Harwood.
Oh,
Psalm 148 by Gustav Holst was performed by the Huddersfield Choral Society from a new CD on the Signum label. Aidan Oliver conducted. Earlier, we heard the Magnificat in A-flat by Basil Harwood. Jeremy David Tarrant led the choir of the Cathedral Church of St. Paul in Detroit. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music of Elgar is next as we hear Sospiri, originally composed for strings and harp, performed in an arrangement for the Wanamaker organ and flugelhorn. From a new release on the Gothic label, we'll hear organist and arranger Peter Richard Conti with Andrew Ennis playing flugelhorn. Sospiri by Edward Elgar, arranged for organ and flugelhorn. Peter Richard Conti played the Wanamaker organ, joined by Andrew Ennis. One of my favorite recent American settings of the Evening Canticles comes from Roland Martin of Buffalo, New York. He composed a Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis for St. Paul's Cathedral there, which we hear sung by the Cathedral Choir and Schola from the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. This is from the recent release American Canticle on the Gothic label. Dale Ottoman conducts. Dale Ottelman led the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta in the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis written for St. Paul's Cathedral, Buffalo, by Roland A. Martin. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to new and recent CD releases from the U.S. and abroad. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.